City of Powell River's consolidated wastewater treatment plant is more than 90% complete, according to manager of engineering services Nagi Risk. At the January 26 Finance Committee meeting, Risk outlined a written report to councillors indicating costs of the project. A spreadsheet in the report showed federal and provincial grants totaling $55,730,800, transfers from the city's sewer reserve amount to $13,280,000, an authorized long-term debt by the city of $30,701,000, for a total cost of $99,711,800. Risk said away from the treatment plant site, the Provincial Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure has been looking at the work being done on the right-of-way in the Wildwood section. It seems everything is acceptable to the ministry, with very minor deficiencies, said Risk. We have also discussed the bridge. We have had some minor changes due to the existing utilities on the bridge, and it seems the ministry is amiable to review those changes and get back to us with their approval. Hopefully, the work will proceed soon. The city still has to span piping from Wildwood under the bridge due to delays in bridge construction. Finance Committee Chair Councillor Trina Isakson asked about a pipe that has popped up on the Wildwood Bridge. Risk said it was a water main bypass. A water main that is permanently on the bridge and the sewer main on the bridge is going to interfere with the water, so it will be bypassed by the pipe hanging on the bridge temporarily, he added. Councillor Cindy Elliott asked if all the items discussed at the December Finance Committee meeting had been tested. When are you predicting we might be using our shiny new facility? Asked Elliott. Risk said testing is ongoing, so all pieces of installed equipment are powered. He said a lot of programming goes with the automation of systems and tests have been done manually. Wi-Fi and internet are needed. There are a lot of components in that testing, added Risk. Most of it looks really good, but schedule-wise, we are delayed. Risk said the four tanks at the treatment plant are full of fresh water and nothing has been discharged into the ocean. If there is a need to discharge, a permit would be needed, which could be a delay. Construction costs Councillor George Doubt said he asked a question in December, where the total forecast project cost went from $89 million to about $99 million, and had asked what caused that increase in the forecast cost. Risk said the anticipated cost increases are due to changes in the construction and delayed claims. Isakson asked if there were any examples of cost increases. Risk said, for instance, there was the issue of access to the Wildwood Bridge. The bridge work should have been completed about 4 months ago, so we are 4 months behind schedule in accessing the bridge, said Risk. That is a considerable delay change. Councillor Jim Palm said if any members of the public hadn't been to the Millennium Park trails after the piping had been laid along with Willingdon Beach Trail, he encourages people to go down and take a look at the fine work and restoration of that trail. It's first class and our staff has done a great job making sure it happens, said Palm. I just want to thank our staff for keeping our costs in line. We've seen other wastewater treatment facilities being built and spiraling out of control. Our staff has done an outstanding job. Isakson said this is the biggest capital project in the city's history and compared to many construction projects happening in the world today, it's very impressive what has been achieved. During question period at the end of the Finance Committee meeting, the PEC asked questions about when water would be running through the treatment plant. Director of Infrastructure Services Tor Bertig said the city has commenced running fresh water through various pump stations. Probably in about 2 or 3 weeks, we will start delivering influent to the treatment plant and starting the process, said Bertig. The commissioning will be over a period of 2 to 3 months. We don't get into final operation until April. It will be into June before Graham Infrastructure's people are out of here and they turn over the plant to us. Risk said during commissioning of the new plant, there will be some closures on the Hall Road as the city transfers from the old treatment plant. With regard to the budget, the PEC asked about how firm the $99 million figure is, and if there is the prospect of any surprises. Bertig said the city is fairly confident, but there are some claims from Graham that are in negotiations, with respect to some delays. With those numbers, said Bertig, we are fairly confident.